In Northwest News from KNKX, it's now official. The Campaign for a Fee on Carbon Pollution, Initiative 1631, has conceded, but they're already starting to plan their next moves. More from KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
With 56% of voters still rejecting the measure after a second ballot drop, the Yes campaign says it was clear they had lost. But Yes on 1631 Communications Director Nick Abraham says the broad coalition they built is sticking together. And they're discussing taking a new bill to the legislature as soon as next year.
People in Washington want to take action on this issue. They want clean energy for our state, and we just have to do that in a way that works best for folks and, frankly, isn't overwhelmed by an opposition funded by the oil industry that's trying to mislead people about the facts.
He says all kinds of ideas are on the table, but a core value of the coalition is ensuring that those most impacted by climate change are part of the solution. The No side says they led a fact-based campaign to show that I-1631 would be costly and ineffective. Their spending broke a state record with more than $31 million, mostly from big oil. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.